The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, December the 11th, and we are surrounded by art today. Good to have you with us. Let me introduce you first of all to Chris Stevens, City of Columbia Cultural Affairs, but we call you the Minister of Arts.
Minister of Culture, yeah, I'll take
that. Oh, Minister of Culture, yeah. Right.
Great to be here, thank you.
Yeah, what do you think of our poinsettias?
Actually, very artful poinsettias.
They
I know
are.
Not everybody can see them right now, but they are very artful, have some stripes and sparkles and tiger paws.
There's even, actually, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you can see the poinsettias. We say thanks to Tiger Garden.
Yep, very artful poinsettias.
There's one poinsettia back there. I don't know how they bred it, but it's got tiger paws.
those guys over at the ag school are genetically doing all kinds of crazy things these days.
But what have we got coming up with cultural affairs with the city?
You got 2 weeks before Christmas, right? Almost exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. So some people might be struggling figuring out what to do for the holidays. Why not give the gift of art? It's not as tough as people think.
Oh.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about artful gifts. Now, of course, there's the traditional painting, sculpture, ceramics, things like that. And there are a lot of opportunities to get some of those types of gifts very affordable. You know, you don't have to break the bank and still buy original pieces of art. So places like Poppy, Bluestem, Artlandish, talk about Access Arts, and Columbia Art League all have original works of art by local artists that, again, are not necessarily going to break the bank.
And then we have all of these wonderful performances.
Exactly. And that's where I was going next. You're reading my mind. I was going there next.
Okay.
Why not buy somebody tickets to go see the Columbia Entertainment Company or Trips or Pace? You know, you could buy your kids some tickets to go see one of the Pace performances or Trips performances. And then you've got Independent Actors Theater and the Berlin Theater. How about tickets to go see an independent film at Ragtag?
Yeah.
You know, what a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets to go see contemporary ballet. It's a great gift.
I can just see people out there saying, oh, my God, why didn't I think of
that? That's why I'm here.
But we're so fortunate. We're so fortunate in Columbia and Central Missouri to have so many wonderful venues.
We are. And that's the thing that I keep trying to emphasize. No matter what your interest, whether it's literary arts, performing arts, music, visual arts, we have those opportunities here. You've just got to kind of get away from the TV sometimes, get off the couch, and go out and enjoy them in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we encourage people to give the gifts of art for the holidays.
And you go out to dinner with one of any of the fine restaurants that we have.
That's exactly right. And that's how we like to show that there is an economic impact to the arts. So when people go to the theater, they usually go out to dinner beforehand. Mm-hmm. Maybe they buy a new outfit, new pair of earrings, something like that. So giving the gift of art gives back to all of us in the long run.
How come you don't have on your red suit and hat and beard today?
I only break that out once a year, okay? I got to grow in the beard a little bit more before I do
All right. Chris Stevens, Minister of Cultural Affairs. Do they mind at the City of Columbia that we call you the minister?
No one's said anything yet, so I just keep going with it.
Okay. All right.
I'm better at asking for forgiveness than permission.
All right. Chris, thank you so much. Now, stay where you are because we've got Dennis Wright and Shauna Johnson from Access Arts.
These guys, too.
Yeah. Oh, you know them very well?
We know them and excited to have them on.
Okay. Good to have you here, Dennis.
Good to see you.
Okay. Paul. And then Shauna Johnson. Shauna, you're new to Access Arts, right?
I am. I am still fairly green over there.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, you were going to introduce her.
Well, you have. And Sean is our new executive director, and we're looking forward to a bright new year and growth and prosperity. Well, maybe I'm overreaching with the prosperity part, but growth and a bright new future.
Okay. Well, some people listening or watching us on the internet may not be aware of what Access Arts is. Why don't you tell us?
Sure. I'd love to. Access Arts is an organization that's been in Columbia for over 40 years now. I like to say it's Columbia's best kept secret. But we exist to provide access to the arts for everyone. And that could be anyone from a beginner's level all the way up to a professional artist level. We have a full, amazing studio for people to come and use. We have classes. workshops. I don't know, what am I missing? We have anything you want to do with the art, we can help you do it.
Somebody listening today who has wanted to dabble in artwork, but they may be afraid that they don't have the talent to do so, they can come to Access Art and be dazzled by what they can do?
You know,
I'm testimony. And even a duffer like me can learn to make pottery.
Yeah.
And it was a revelation to me that
so
I
it's
could.
So it's not just painting.
Oh, drawing. No. We have the biggest weaving studio in the area. We have weaving, we have pottery, we have mixed media classes, we have drawing, painting,
jewelry.
Is there anything you don't do?
We're open to try about anything, I think.
Just about.
Yeah.
So how many people, Dennis, you've been associated with Access Arts for a long time. How many people would you say have taken advantage of what's available there?
I think it would be in the thousands. I'm always amazed. We gave a presentation at Osher Lifelong Learning, and one of the administrators there said, oh, yeah, I took classes at Access Arts 35 years ago.
So, yeah.
It's been a lot of folk we've touched in the past. Most of the mission has been with children, but we've grown considerably since the organization was first founded.
Yeah, and it 40 years was last year. You celebrated your 40th anniversary last year, right?
Yep.
And so over those 40 years, you have grown. You have touched many people, not just to live here in central Missouri, but I'm sure people who lived here and have moved on elsewhere, and they have been influenced by what they've come away with at Access Art.
Oh, certainly.
So where's your location?
We are on 1724 McAllister Street. That's right off of Old 63, just north of Stevens Stables.
Do you have a website?
We do. It's schoolofservice.org.
So it's www.schoolofservice.org.
Yes.
And the phone number to call for more information?
87...
I put you on the spot, didn't I? Okay, go to...
874-0275?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's not right, you'll get somebody else.
Let me get my business card here.
Look it up on the web, okay? But it's Access Arts, and people can still come in before Christmas.
I really wanted to let people know that we are starting our next series of classes on January 7th.
Okay.
So that would be the perfect gift, as Chris was saying, the gift of art, you know, giving people that access. So come register, sign up today. We also have gift certificates.
Okay, got it all. Mm-hmm. But this is really a cultural segment.
I bought some pottery there for the
holidays. All right, we're out of time for today. First Night Columbia and Fighting Colds and Flus, our topic tomorrow. Our segment directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and sign up for a vodcast or podcast. Bye-bye.